Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have any such interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item, should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except for if Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue, and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it is lit up red, as you will lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance virtually, and it has been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on an issue before any remote delegates. Therefore, if you're attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate you wish to speak, and I will bring members in once all those within the chamber have spoken. Instant messages should be kept to the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question. Type C for a comment. Type P if you wish to propose. Type S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. And members are reminded they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. So, have we any apologies? Okay. Number two, declarations of interest. Any declarations of interest? No? Okay. And moving on to number three, the action sheet from the meeting held on the 20th of April. We'll just go through it. Pages 1, 2, 3. We have a proposer and seconder. Okay, Councillor Jackson. Yeah, Councillor Murray.
I also come in. Yeah. Yeah, thank you. It's just regarding item number one. I know that at the last witness sort of maybe asked for an update regarding the running track at the May meeting. I understand, Chair, there's still sort of discussions going on behind the scenes. Could I maybe just ask if that remains on the action sheet for the next month's meeting, if that's possible? Yeah. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. That's coming in. Moving on then to number number four is the DEA forms update, and that's with Ali.
Thanks, Chair. I don't propose to talk to the report, which is for noting and approval of the action sheets listed at 3.1, but I'm happy to take it.
Okay. Any questions or comments? Councillor. Oh.
Having proposed.
Okay, thank you. And seconder. Councillor Devlin, thank you. So, items 5 to 10 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information, and the public may by resolution be excluded during these items of business. Could I have a proposer and seconder to go into closed session, please? Councillor Mathers, Councillor Murphy. Thank you. Okay, so whilst in committee, the following items were agreed. So item 5 was the funded programme delivery. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Declan Murphy, seconded by Councillor Howell, to proceed with delivery of the funded programme as detailed within the officer's report, pending receipt of a letter of offer from the programme funder. Item 6, disposal of assets. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Devlin, seconded by Councillor McAvoy, to approve the disposal of AHC assets as set out within the officer's report. It was also agreed that members be notified when assets were to be disposed of. Item 7 was facility service provision. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Mathers, seconded by Councillor Murphy, to approve the business case and appointment of a suitable supplier to provide the service provision, as detailed in the officer's report. Item 8, fitness assets service provision. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Mathers, seconded by Councillor Campbell, to approve the business case and appointment of a suitable supplier to provide the service requirement, as detailed in the officer's report. Item 9 was the update report, the DigiHub project Bessborough Community Centre, and it was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Murphy, seconded by Councillor McAvoy, to note the content of the officer's update report. And item 10 was the AHC capital project delivery. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Devlin and seconded by Councillor Lee Surgener to note the contents of the officer's report. And just in closing, I've been waiting for this moment for a whole year now. So at this stage, yes, it's my last meeting as this chairperson, and I just wanted to take a moment to reflect. It's been a real privilege and a genuinely pleasant experience to chair AHC over the past year. The role has given me the opportunity to work closely with a fantastic team of people, and I'm truly thankful for the support I've received throughout. I'd particularly like to extend my thanks to the council officers who have supported me so consistently. So we have Andy, Ali and Connor, and Gary Scott, who was he made a couple of appearances as well, but brought some valuable insight whenever he did. Your advice and guidance and knowledge and patience with me has always been appreciated, and it's made my role as chair much easier. I also want to give a special mention to the staff within Democratic Services. Their behind-the-scenes support is something many may not always see, but their knowledge and professionalism have always been absolutely essential. I just want to thank you for always being there whenever I needed you. And to the members, thank you for your professionalism, your contributions, and the respectful way in which discussions have been conducted. It's been a pleasure to work alongside all of you within this committee. And finally, I'd like to just wish whoever steps into this role next of the very best. And I hope they find it as rewarding as I have. So thank you very much, everybody, and have a very safe journey home.
Thanks, Chair.